Yeah, she's way too far away to be able to
get. I was like, it looks fine.
Fucking liar. Just start talking. She's like, I'm trying to do my job. Just start talking.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Big Mood.
Big Mood.
Yay.
Now, today's big mood is something that I think everyone can relate to. We are talking about embarrassing things that we've done to either look cool or it's just embarrassing. Because I know when you're young, you think the dumbest things look cool. And then now you think about it and then you can't sleep at night. So
I've always been so cool. I can't relate.
Why is she in this episode?
This is the best episode for Nikki Lima.
Really. I have always been the coolest.
Can we get the editors to make sure we get childhood photos of Nikki up there, please? Thank you. Thank you.
You're ruining it.
You're ruining me.
I like how you have these little slippers too with this like cool outfit on, but then you have these little teddy bear slippers.
Well, I'm making this cool, first of all. This is a trend now.
Okay. This is what you see at the bar, like when you look at her, just like slow motion, just.
Oh. And then the shoes.
It's a new
okay.
thing. It's a little bit weird. It's really because my pedicure is fucked up.
Oh!
Yeah.
Great.
No, we're not taking toe photos for the Patreon then.
Not today.
Well, Jess is
not today,
free.
Not today, Satan.
I'll cut mine off.
There you go. You can't be giving that away for free, dude.
Yeah. Stop it.
I'm not much of an entrepreneur.
You ho? You toe ho?
That's a good name for your OnlyFans.
The toe-ho.
That's amazing.
I don't think I have good toes, like, for...
A lot of people would disagree.
Yeah, there's toes for everyone out there.
Yeah. We'll do a feet Discord in our Patreon.
Oh, God.
We don't even have a Patreon.
Yeah, we'll sign up for a Patreon and then we'll do it.
The toe-hos.
Yeah.
It's just me. It's my feet just stepping on various kinds of food. Someone's going to want that.
I would do
that. People do want that.
Yeah, someone do want that.
I would totally do that.
So I'll start with my embarrassing thing. I don't know if it's not really much embarrassing. It was just weird. I remember in first grade or kindergarten, my first crush with this Vietnamese guy, his name is Dan Doe. He had a mushroom bowl haircut. That was like all the rage back then.
That Dan Doe.
Yeah, that Dan Doe. And for some reason in my stupid child brain, I thought it was cool to just be an absolute bitch to him. Like, he was sharing.
Oh, you were doing the Helga.
I was doing the Helga. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was Helga G. Pataki. And I love that show.
Yeah. And, hey, Arnold.
Yeah. And then I remember we were going to get, like, okay, kids, everybody go get your color pencils. And we have to go to the counter and get our color pencils. And, like, it didn't even fucking make sense. My English, like, I wasn't born in another country, but my English didn't even make sense. I took the color pencils. I was like, that's mine, neither.
What? I don't know.
Did you say that on purpose? Or that's just words that came out.
I said that on purpose because I thought that made me sound so cool. Like, that's mine, neither. And he goes, and he's dumbass too. He's like, well, this is mine, neither. I'm like, well, then I guess we're both dumbasses.
What grade was this? Seventh?
No, this was like first or kindergarten.
Oh,
like,
that's
barely
cute.
Getting a grasp on words, you know. And then, like, I saw him sharing with another girl, and then I was just like, well, this is, I don't even want to play with you, neither.
That's mine, neither.
Yeah, that's mine, neither. Now that I think
she's
about
trying
it.
To play, she's like, that's mine, neither.
Weirdos. But his dumb ass went with it, too. So I'm like, well, who's dumbier? We both are.
You started a trend.
True.
That is a cool thing.
Yeah. And then, like, or, like, you just hear words from, like, 90s TV shows, and you think it's so cool. Like, I messed up this guy's hair. I'm like, what you gonna do now, Buster? It's like this awkward little white kid on the inside, like, what are you gonna do now, Buster?
I had a crush on this kid in second grade, and he was like the most popular kid, but we got sat next to each other, and he started talking about the Super Bowl, and I thought to impress him I would tell him all about how my grandparents are on a professional bowling team, because I thought the Super Bowl.
Dude, that reminds me of the
That's
girl
so
with the
cute.
Tooth with the, my dad has a gold tooth.
Why not diabetes?
What is that from? It's like not related.
Yeah, we're getting interviewed or something.
I so confused.
Professional
I was
bowling.
Like, well, my grandparents bowl professionally, so I think that they would definitely make it
oh
to the Super
God.
Bowl.
That's sweet. You know, who would know?
And he was making fun of me, and then I got really embarrassed.
Aww.
Yeah, the same bowl idiot.
I heard that's later cute. That he had a crush on me too, but
damn it.
I
oh, he was
knew.
Busting a Helga too.
Yeah.
Dude, I could never, man. When I liked boys, I couldn't even speak. I was frozen. Like, aww. I could never flirt. I never developed flirting skills because as soon as I like someone, I'm like,
oh, it's cute.
That happened to me later.
I couldn't do it.
I feel like I had a pretty decent level of self-esteem and confidence when I was like really little.
Something crushed.
And then, well, I got super bullied in elementary. And then so middle school, I was just like so shy to talk to anybody.
Aww. Yeah. How about you? Dude. Just the coolest person ever.
Yeah.
I'm struggling to think of something embarrassing. I swear there's one in there somewhere. I'm hoping I'll recall it before the end of this hour. But
maybe one on our laundry lists will strike a bell with you.
Yeah, maybe something in there. No, I honestly, and I'm not trying to sound cool, I feel like I blocked out most of my childhood.
That's so cool. That makes sense.
No, that's like legitimate, like just childhood trauma. Like dang. I've lost all of my childhood memories, but something will spark it. I'll remember it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think a good chunk of my childhood too. There's just like little like flashes of like moments or stories that I'm able to share, but most of it is
blocked. Yeah, it feels like
too.
Blank. Same. Kids with really crazy trauma, I can't remember shit.
I forgot a whole ass camping trip until my dad told me last year.
Oh, damn.
I was like, oh shit, that's right, I did go there. Yeah. I remember in third grade or fourth grade or something, there's pictures of this too. So stupid. In third or fourth grade, I took up violin in school. And we had a violin recital, and I was placed at the very front. Now, please hold my mic for me so I can demonstrate.
Uh-oh. Okay, here we go.
So this is how you hold a violin, right? Mm-hmm. And I was in the very front, but for some reason I thought, I bet I would look so much more professional and just play it furiously. So I held my arm up like this.
That's actually really cute.
Just like this, and like I was the only one. And then my dad was just like, standing in the front taking photos, and he's just like, he was whispering, he's like, put your arm down, put your arm down.
I guarantee every single camcorder, because this was in the 80s, they all fucking zoomed in on your little cute ass with their arm up.
No, but don't feel so embarrassed, because that chick from the Twista video with Jamie Foxx, that one song, I forgot how it goes.
Celebrity Overnight
She got popular from
that. Yeah, so she was playing like that the whole time.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
see, like, for me, like, I was just like,
trend starter,
you know. Yeah. I look like an idiot, and I have photos of it, and those photos will never see the light of day.
I want to see them.
Me too. Yeah, I think you have to give that to our editor, because we have to see that now.
It was some other thing in ballet. So I thought, you know, I judged myself and how good I was based off of different criteria than what you should actually judge yourself off. I judged off of how well you can memorize all the dance moves, you know, because it's like a lot of choreography. So I was like, oh, I fucking nailed it. I have such a good memory. Like, I can remember each dance move. But I was not graceful at all. And I was hella pigeon-toed. Like, the reason my mom signed me up for ballet was to correct this pigeon-toedness. So I would be all, like, remembering the dance moves, but it's just executed poorly.
With the little pigeon flare. How cute. That's adorable.
And it wasn't until years later that my family was like, yeah, you weren't the most graceful one. I was like, what are you talking about? Did they record you at all? And then I watched the tapes back, and I was like,
oh god,
my life is a lie. Thought I was the most graceful ballerina.
How cute.
That's funny. For me, I have a lot of like weird things I did. I can't necessarily
These stories.
I'm
strapping in. Tiff was such an odd child.
I was so weird. But yeah, I can't remember anything that I did deliberately to try to be cool. Like, none of those pop up in my head. Yeah. But weird things that I did, which I think I've talked about before, but one of them was, I had this like gum obsession. I would chew gum all the time when I was a kid, and like so much so that like the, you know, like the dollar gums, like the Juicy Fruit, the Winter Fresh. Like,
yeah.
Winter Fresh was my shit, and I would chew it so much it would turn into liquid. Like, it would.
What?
Like,
oh, yikes.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was possible.
Yes, I didn't know either.
I thought it was like straight up rubber. You disintegrated rubber.
No, it was like so weird, because
do you fall asleep with it?
Yes.
Ugh.
And I would wake up with gum in my hair. Oh, but God. So because of the reason of like me falling asleep with gum and waking up with it in my hair, I started putting it behind my headboard. So I would have like this collection of gum. And then when I would run out of new gum, I would go back there and re-chew it. It was disgusting.
I don't know why, but I pictured you with like this huge ball of gum.
No,
like,
that was Isaac.
With like 1,000 pieces of gum.
Oh, no,
on
no,
it.
No, gross, gross, gross.
With like a bunch of fucking slobber.
No, because recently Isaac got the whole, like the tape
fruit
gum?
By the
bubble tape.
Mm-hmm. He got an entire bubble tape, and he just chewed it all, and I was like, you're so my son. That's some shit I would have done.
You're like that kid in Willy Wonka, the weird kid that puts the gum behind
her. Oh, yeah, the girl.
Later.
Why yeah. is that? That was me oh, for Jesus. Sure. But I didn't actually stick it on my body. I stuck it in behind the headboard and it would collect dust.
Oh, and you would still chew it.
I would still chew it.
Yikes. Oh, man.
It was so nasty.
She's so strange. That was
weird. You must have all the antibodies now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never get sick.
That's why Tiff is so strong.
Yeah. You will true. Never contract coronavirus. You're immune from it, apparently.
Hopefully. But yeah, so that was a weird thing. And then another weird thing that I did when I was 8 years old, I, for some reason, felt like I was the hairiest person alive. And so I started shaving my legs, and in the shower, like, I'd be like, I didn't know what I was really doing. I was like pretending to shave, but I didn't realize. For some reason, I thought that the cap was on this razor, but it wasn't. So I actually really was shaving, but it wasn't like a clean shave. I was just like kind of like playing
patches.
Around.
Yeah. Oh,
I literally shaved my eyebrows. I have pictures of this shit too, but I shaved parts of my eyebrows. And so I had patchy ass eyebrows, and can you believe I didn't just do this once?
Oh God.
I did it twice. Two times I didn't learn.
You shaved
and
your fucking eyebrows.
Did
your mother drink during pregnancy? I just wanted to throw it out. I just wanna ask.
She did. She really did. But not like she didn't actually like drink. So for her baby shower, her fucking baby shower, they made her take a shot for every it wasn't baby shower. Sorry. It was her bridal shower. So she was pregnant with me.
Did she know?
She did know. Oh, she was like 4 months pregnant, and she was taking a shot for every present that they got. And I have pictures of this party. There was like a mountain of presents.
Oh my God.
My mom was passed out drunk, and my dad is like taking pictures like right next to my mom, and she was like fucking faded.
A whole room of people. No one.
Well,
said
back then,
anything.
I mean, I'm pretty sure my mom was smoking cigarettes and drinking alcohol. I mean,
so the air fresheners.
Yeah.
My mom drinking
when
she was pregnant.
There's a lot of holes in the brain.
You guys are
It's not my fault. I'm like this, okay?
You remind me of the Mean Girls chick that like tells the weather with her boobs.
Yes. That's totally me.
That
kind of really was me because, well, not the boob thing, but like another weird thing that I would do is like when I'd be sitting in a restroom and there would be like tile walls because, you know, like in the 90s for some reason, bathrooms were tile. And so I'd be sitting there and I'd be touching tiles, like bricks, like the whatever.
Each square?
Yeah, each square. But I would try to like. I can't speak right now. My brain is moving too fast.
Too many embarrassing stories.
We're so excited
to hear
it. My mouth can't keep up with my brain. I would click on certain tiles. My brain is fucking short-fusing right now.
Short-circuiting.
That's
Take
what
a deep
it is.
Breath. I'm going to call your mom and be like,
listen.
I'm going to call your mom
blame
be like,
my mother,
it's,
okay,
it's finally
people?
Coming to head right now. It's all coming together now.
Blame my mom.
Tiff touched tiles. It was really fucking embarrassing, okay?
Everyone was touching carpet back then. You're weird.
Such an awesome.
Were you like creating a pattern?
Exactly. What I was trying to say is that I thought that I could unlock a secret world if I just tapped him in
That's
a certain
so
way.
Cute.
I did that in my aunt's bathroom too, but not with tiles. We had just gotten done reading like these stories. You know how when you're a kid, there's all these stories that you read in class that's like a secret garden or whatever, a secret entrance.
I love
entrance.
That book so much.
Yeah. So like there was
Narnia,
I don't even remember what book it was. It was like some obscure one, but basically they found like the guy found like a trap door because like the pattern on the wallpaper was a little bit off.
Ooh.
Like it didn't line up, and so he peeled it back and like there was a fucking secret entrance.
So you're just like peeling wallpaper.
Yeah. Like at my aunt's house, I was like, this is mismatched.
Oh,
what it? And I just pictured like this room filled with treasure if I just
oh
could
my
like,
God. Do
peel.
Not go to my bathroom right now because that wallpaper is off. Don't peel it.
No, your aunt's just like, this kid's just fucking destroying my house looking for a
it's
secret
so
passage.
Well, we try to like stick it back.
Like, you're like, oh, there's nothing back there.
Yeah. I'd be like, there's gotta be an entrance.
So speaking of me and not being my fault, substances, I think... I really, really, really think I got into some cocaine when I was little.
What?
Because.
Jesus Christ. This whole, you know what? Yes, this is an episode of just Tiff.
There's so much.
You should not present this as legal evidence to any court.
There's a lot to unpack.
They're
all fables.
Oh my God.
I don't even want to tell my story.
I didn't even scratch the surface, girls. Like, oh my God, I have so much. Okay, so one time. Okay, so I would be left home alone a lot because my dad was a drink, like womanizer, like alcoholic. He was never home.
Yeah.
And my mom was going to school full time and she also was working full time. So there were a lot of times where I was just left home alone and I was literally like 3 years old, like like a little child, like a toddler. And I remember getting locked in the bathroom when my mom had to go work. And I don't know why, but I remember staring at a mirror like in the bathroom, and then there would be like a mirror behind, so it would create like that like infinite vortex kind of thing. And so like I remember staring at it, and everything was like wonky and like wobbly, and like, and I remember my mouth tasted really bitter. So I really think I somehow got into my dad's cocaine somewhere. I don't know where. I don't remember actually touching any powder, but I do remember the fucking trip. I don't think
it would have been wonky or wobbly or trippy. Yeah, because
it's not really a psychedelic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what it was then. I don't know.
You got into some fucking acid, girl.
My mouth was bitter.
Yeah.
Some shit.
Or you just swallowed a shit ton of Ajax or whatever the fuck.
Ajax? That's how they say it in Mexico. I get it.
Ajax.
Or something. But I do remember like my heart pounding so fast that I thought I was going to die. And I thought I was like hallucinating, kind of weird thing. But like my heart was pounding. I thought I was going to die, and I was going to jump into the mirror and like go into this vortex.
What the fuck?
I would like stare at myself like, and then everything would just be fucking weird. So I really think I got into some drugs or some chemicals. Probably. Don't leave your kids home alone. But yeah, it was just fucking trippy. How old were you? I was like 4.
Okay, because anything under 7, like you have a wild imagination as a kid too. Like I used to think.
I didn't. I tried playing so hard. I tried playing house. Like once, because I had friends, right? And I'm like, oh, everyone's always playing house, or like my cousins.
Yeah.
And then I remember one time, that bathroom, man. I was in a bathroom too. That same bathroom.
Bathrooms are a weird thing.
That bathroom was traumatizing.
Oh shit.
That's why the paper is crooked in your house right now in your bathroom.
Dude, no, you just unlocked something for me. I really think that's why I hold in my pee a lot. Because ever since I was little, I never liked going to the bathroom. And now I know why. Because I always got locked in there. But anyway, I tried playing house. Today. It was. That's a breakthrough. So I would try to play house, and I'd be like pretending I had a husband and like pretending I had kids. Like, I don't know. But then I remember halfway through, I'm like, this is stupid. Like, I can't do it. Yeah. I never had an imagination like that.
You couldn't hold like role playing imagination, but maybe you could like do mind trick imagination
like
stuff.
If you stare in the mirror long enough, you just started like,
yeah, because like I was terrified of Bloody Mary, like you know that like whole like you say Bloody Mary in the mirror and stuff, and I'd have to like turn on the light before getting into the bathroom because I could not be in there in the dark, otherwise I would just see like my face morphing into.
Not gonna lie, I'd still be scared of that right now too.
Right?
Yeah, I'm not fucking with that. Yeah. Your cocaine thing kind of reminds me of something a little bit similar, but not drugs with me. I remember my mom, like, you know, how smell is the strongest kind of
memory
thing for memory.
Yeah. Memory trip.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, and the smell that my mom had was just like a comfort thing. Like, I love smelling her. I didn't get to see her very often when I was a kid because I grew up with my grandparents. But, you know, sometimes she'll bring me presents and stuff. And she gave me a watch. She was wearing a watch. I was like, that's so pretty. Can I have it? I remember it was a baby blue G-Shock watch. You know, like the rubber.
G-Shock has been around for that long?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. It's a classic. It was a G-Shock rubber one.
I have one of those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I remember I was sitting in like a science class and I was bored as shit. And I was just like, God, I have a headache right now and I don't know why. Like, God, what is going on? And then I remember like just smelling the watch. It smells like my mom. I was like, why is this giving me a headache? And then I was like, the smell of comfort from my mom this whole time was cigarettes.
Oh.
And this smell
my God,
is a smell of cigarettes and it's giving me a headache.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. That's like really sad. This episode is really sad.
Oh, shit. It is. It is a little bit. It is a little bit.
Light
like,
it up.
Oh my God, that's what it was. And I was just like, oh God, never mind. I don't want to smoke cigarettes ever. But then when I was like 16, I was cool and I decided to smoke cigarettes.
Oh yeah,
the
that
with
was
my
definitely the dumbest thing I ever did to try to look cool.
Shout out to Michael Huang. I love you. We used to smoke cigarettes back then, and he's super awesome, and that's how smoking started. Well, uh-oh. I mean, I wasn't even, like, really kind of smoking it, but then I started really smoking at, like, 18.
Okay, that's the legal age to start smoking.
Yeah.
How about some less traumatizing ones and more, like, embarrassing? Well, let's talk about, like, how you got food at that time. Probably wasn't easy, but now it's super easy because all you have to do.
If you've ever embarrassed yourself. If you've ever embarrassed yourself so much to the point where you don't want to go outside and get food because you don't want to see people. You have DoorDash. Between never-ending laundry cycles and incoming emails, you've got plenty on your to-do list. Give yourself one less thing to worry about and let DoorDash take care of your next meal. DoorDash is an app that brings food to your door, whatever you're craving, and ordering is easy. You just open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and order your food, and it'll be left safely outside, no contact, because you're embarrassing. You can support your local go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, Cheesecake Factory. Many of your favorite local restaurants are still open for delivery, and they need your help right now because everything is closed down. So make sure you support them. And like I said, it's now contactless to keep communities nice and safe. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of 15 doll hairs or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code BIGMOOD. That's $5 off your first order and zero delivery fees when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code BIGMOOD. Don't forget, that's code BIGMOOD for $5 off your first order with DoorDash.
Yay! And you know what else is awesome? Function of beauty.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
So one size fits all may work for your accessories, but when it comes to your hair, it shouldn't, because everyone has different needs, absolutely, different desires. So with Function of Beauty, it is a hair care, a product that is formulated specifically for you. So no matter your hair type, they create shampoo, conditioner, and treatments to fit your unique needs. So Function of Beauty has over 54 trillion holy possible crap ingredient combinations to make sure that your formula is unique for you. So first, you need to take a quick quiz to tell them a little bit about your hair and your needs. And then next, the Function of Beauty team will determine the right blend of ingredients, then bottle your custom formula to order.
With your name on it. With
exactly
your name on it.
With your name. You can also pick what color you want the actual formula to be, and also the scents.
Peach.
Amazing. So amazing. Peach is your favorite?
Yeah.
It's so good. Mine is a eucalyptus one.
I like tingles. That one.
Yeah. Ooh. So good. All right. So then they deliver your personalized formula right to your door in a cute customized bottle. And I honestly love this. My shampoo and my conditioner is blue.
Nice.
Of course.
It's like a teal, hair. A teal thing. And it says Function of Tiff. And it's so adorable. And like I said, it's the eucalyptus fragrance. It's so good. And then also my hair feels super soft afterwards.
Yes.
So I'm like, whoa, this is awesome. So what are you waiting for? Go to functionofbeauty.com/bigmood to take your 4-part hair profile quiz and save 20% on your first order. Go to functionofbeauty.com/bigmood for 20% off and let them know you heard about it from our show. That's functionofbeauty.com/bigmood.
So let's get into like embarrassing, like you tried to be cool, like strategy wise.
Mickey,
I feel like
I can't.
Why?
It's just all trauma for you?
No. I just have a lot of weird things that I was just doing because I'm just fucking weird.
Same, girl.
Well, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever tried to be cool as a kid.
I did,
I was
for
just
sure
always sad.
Same.
Same, girl.
I think
same
that.
That's
so,
was just
so
weird.
I relate to your stories, yeah, because, well, I just found out recently my mom was like, oh, you're for sure on the spectrum. Because,
what?
Like, no,
well,
Steve.
We already
been,
knew that. You've taken
Steve,
the quiz.
Right. Yeah. Well, Steve has been saying it like, not as a joke, but like half jokingly, like he'll poke fun at it because there's a lot of odd behaviors that I do, or like, yep, I don't understand certain social things. And so I took a test because in our acting class, they were like, you can take this test and see if you're on the spectrum at all. And I always get on the fence every single time. I'm like, I'm on the fence. Like the basically like the on the fence is 29-33. Of the score that you get, and then anything over 30,
out of 100?
I don't know what it's out of, but anything over 33, you definitely are on it. And if you're like 29-33, you're there. I always get like 30. Okay. Ooh. And so the next like a normal range is like 14 and under. So I was like, after taking that test, I was like, whatever, like this isn't official, you know, it's not an official diagnosis.
Yeah, just some online thing.
But then Steve brought it up to my mom, and my mom started telling stories about it, and she was like, no, she definitely was on the spectrum. And I was like, well, why didn't you get me officially diagnosed? Because it's really hard to get diagnosed as an adult because you already have so many fucked up things that it doesn't necessarily mean you're on the spectrum. You may just have like things that happen in your life that changed your behavior. Mm-hmm. It's much easier to diagnose as a child. But she's like, well, I didn't think it would help. There's no like cure or anything. So like, and you're high functioning. So it's not like it Like, what would that do if I got you diagnosed? And I was like, well, it would help me understand myself psychologically, and maybe I wouldn't have felt like so weird throughout my entire life, because I would know like it was because of this thing. So it's still not an official diagnosis, but I would do things like, I was at home alone every single day, and I didn't have friends growing up. Like I said, I got really bullied in elementary school, but I would line up all of my toys. Like, so there was like McDonald's toys, and we'd keep them in this big bucket, and I'd line them up all in a line, like in the very like a line all the way through the house up the stairs. And then I would go to the front, and I would move the first one 2 inches, and then the next one. And then the next one.
Like dominoes. And the next one. Like setting up.
And I would make that train go, like, for 5 hours, I would just be moving it.
Oh my gosh, that's, you know what? At insane.
Least, at least we don't need a babysitter. You can entertain yourself.
I can entertain myself. Yeah. For sure.
Dude, I wonder what I would have done, because I didn't do anything like that since I had TV. I would just watch TV.
Yeah, well, I watch TV too, but I think, I don't know. I honestly couldn't explain why I thought that was, it was so fun for me. You know how like when you're playing Animal Crossing and like there's certain parts like you like organizing things and you can't really explain why? Mm-hmm. It was like that for me, where like I can't explain why just the motion of like moving each one and having them go throughout the house was so fun for
me. I relate to that a lot, because like I love repetitive things. Yeah. I just said recently when we were all like on a call, when I was like, I am like the best assembly line worker ever. I could do that shit forever, like for the rest of my life. I'm so happy just doing the same motion over and over again.
But I did want to fit in with everybody though. So like I always, because I'd visit my cousins who lived in LA, and they were super cool. Like had all the LA stuff, and they were so fucking cool. They'd go to parties and stuff, and I was like, whoa, they had boyfriends and girlfriends in like sixth grade. And they were 1 or 2 years older than me. And so I would try to take things that I saw that were cool, like they were getting praise for being cool for, and then I try to take them back home with me to Santa Barbara and like make them a thing. And like, if I could just steal this and then insert it into my peers, they would see for sure how cool I am.
Yeah. So what was one
very
example?
Very strategic. So it was a lot of slang, like different like slang words. I actually listed out, like I wrote a list of all the things that were now going to be part of my vocabulary, and they would for sure like become a cool thing that everybody was going to start saying. One of them was dope, which everyone does say now, but back then, like, I don't know, at my school, they didn't really say it yet. Mm. So I would say dope a lot, or as much as I could. I'd be like, that's dope. And
everyone's just like, Jesus, Nikki.
And with then, the conviction, it probably made it awkward.
Yeah.
And that didn't even fit.
That's dope.
Imagine if it didn't fit the situation.
Hey.
My parents just got divorced. Hey, that's dope.
Because you know, dope is drugs. Drugs are bad, right? Yeah. That's dope.
With like a tucked in shirt and like
little pigeon toes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I forgot about the tucked in shirt. Yeah. That was a thing in the 90s.
It was. But my mom always made fun of me. I got bullied all over the place.
She'd be like, don't home wasn't safe either for you.
But yeah, I really wanted to be cool. And then my aunt was, she would date a lot of guys in punk rock bands, and she was so cool. Like she is really cool. Her hair was bright red, and she would like, she smelled like probably how your mom smelled.
Like cigarettes
and like, lipstick, I feel like was like the mixture and perfume.
Yeah.
And like she'd wear like, you know, furry coats and stuff, and she'd have all these like cool things that she would say with her friends. Like instead of saying, oh, that sucks, or like that party sucks, she would say, oh, that party was railer. It was so railer.
What
and so
that?
I started like, it was like her and her friends would come up with their own like just what they say at parties and stuff, but they'd say it in such a cool way that I was like, if I just take the words, I'm gonna be
and everyone's
cool.
Like, what the fuck?
I'd be like, oh, that's so railer.
I like, remember. Are you speaking English?
Yeah, this is a thing I say.
Is this a Filipino word?
Railer.
Yeah.
I remember. So, do you guys remember? Okay, so you guys know those graduation tassels that you get for your cap and gown? Graduation tassels look like hair extensions, right?
No way. So, Gina. You use it as a hair extension.
Excuse me, what?
Because you know how like it comes with a loop that you hook onto your cap.
You put
cap
on your ears.
Yeah,
I put it on my ear. It was a red one. It was like my uncle's like class of 94 whatever.
It even had like the little
the little dangle golding thing that says 94 on it. And then I remember my uncle dropped me off at school, and I like, because I smuggled it, I pulled it out of my pocket. And then like I put it on my hair. I was like, these like the colored hair extension, it's red. I have a red streak of hair. This is like in first grade. And then I remember looking over at my uncle, and he saw me while I was like walking, you know, about to cross the street in front of the car. He's like, right now. I'm just like, I don't know whatever happened to it the rest of the day. I just remember, God, that just, I totally forgot about that until right now.
That's
but
so funny.
That was my hair extension. And then also, this is like the most Asian thing ever, but I thought it was so cool and badass how like my dad would sit and eat, because he was like the badass guy that I've always loved. And I was like, I want to be as cool as him. So for all my Asian people, you know how like you sit at the dinner table and you eat like this?
Oh, girl. Yeah.
I'm like, can you see
anything?
Except
on pigeon toast, so mine was like this.
So like you're eating out of your bowl like this, right? I would do that in during lunch period. Like we're just sitting on the benches and we're eating, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm so fucking cool right now. And I just look like a fucking Cantonese immigrant just chopping up chicken in the backyard or something.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I would so think funny. You looked cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Dude, I thought braces were so dope.
Me too.
What? Yeah. I hated my braces.
Oh, no, yeah. Before getting braces. Because I got them when I was 20. So yeah. I was already older. But like growing up, I would see, like I remember this one time, because I would fly to Mexico alone on the plane a lot. So this one time I was sitting next to this older lady. She was like probably mid-20s to late-20s. But she had braces on. And I was like, oh my God, they look so cool. They're so pretty. And I remember talking to her like the whole flight about her braces. So cute. And so I would get those, you know, those like tiny little elastic bands. Because, you know, back then
right.
like,
we would
do the little twisties or whatever. So I would get those bands and I would stick them in between my teeth and pretend that I had braces.
Give me the chills to think about putting rubber in your teeth.
Oh my God. Yeah, like I would like stick them and I'm like, cool, I got braces. I love them so much.
This is so embarrassing. I did that white girl thing of like making a grill with the
foil.
So embarrassing.
That actually can like take the enamel off your teeth.
But it's the white part of the gum on the inside.
No, gum foil, not aluminum foil.
Oh.
Yeah, that's paper, basically.
Gum foil. It's paper on the inside.
I was thinking so my friend went
not
to a pimp
actual
and,
foil
no my yeah, my I friend I did that once.
Oh my God.
My friend went to a pimp and hoe party and so she was a pimp and she made a grill out of aluminum foil.
Oh no.
Got drunk as shit, passed out next morning.
She was drinking with alcohol.
She had holes in her teeth.
Shut up.
She's
drinking alcohol with aluminum foil.
Why would she take it out?
She didn't know that would happen. I didn't know that would happen until she told me that happened to her.
Well, that's what we all get for trying to have a fake grill.
Yeah,
that's true. It's like, it's dumb.
It wasn't, I didn't even want a fake grill. I just heard that it's fucking weird when you chew aluminum foil. So I went home and I chewed it and it was the worst experience ever.
Why would you do that?
Oh, I'm getting chills.
Do you guys ever take the aluminum or the like
I was about to say that.
Off the gum wrapper and then you put on your fingernails and like it's,
Oh,
we made like metallic nail polish basically.
Oh, no, I was saving them so I could roll up joints.
Oh,
the paper. Right?
Oh, yeah. You didn't like care about the shiny part?
No,
because it's sticky, so you can stick it anywhere.
True. I didn't even know. I wouldn't have thought. Yeah, I was using it as rolling.
Wow, two different worlds.
I know, right?
I remember sophomore year when I first moved to LA. I was trying to make friends, but at this point, I was already like the kind of like a gothy nerdy kid. So my way of like getting people to notice me was like I would draw anime pictures. And I would just be like drawing.
But you were one of those kids?
I was one of those kids.
You're the silent art kid?
I was a silent art kid that drew anime photos. And then some kids would be like, oh, what are you drawing? I'm like, yes. Yes. And that's how I made friends.
Yeah. I love that.
Fucking loser.
Dude. That's awesome. Well, I always wanted freckles. I was thinking of that when you...
excuse me?
Yeah, I thought freckles
were... I hated my freckles so my whole life.
Really?
You always want what you don't have,
I guess. You know what pisses me off is that makeup trend now of people putting freckles on their face. And I'm like, I got made fun of for my freckles my whole fucking life. You take those freckles off your
face. I would have bought those.
Take them off right now.
I would have snatched those so hard when I was a kid.
Dude, I got freckles now because of the sun and stuff. Like, now these are age spots. Like, age.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just, like, the actual freckles.
No, but I
thought,
that goes across your nose. So I put glitter across it and I was trying to like
that's
I
cute
like,
that's kind of cute
freckles.
That's
kind of cute.
That makes me think of the Euphoria makeup. Did you ever watch that show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They have really cute makeup in their eyes.
Really pretty.
I remember there was like a weird trend in my school that I didn't partake in. It was more like the Hot Cheetos girls that partook.
You mean my people?
Yeah, I didn't want to say it. You said it.
You got subtweeted again.
I got subtweeted. Cheetos girls.
Well, I called it out, so yeah. It didn't faze me.
It was she can do it, not me. It was a trend for them to just walk around with a condom in their mouth.
What?
And chew on it like gum.
What?
Yeah. Like, they'll just open up
condoms
a condom.
Taste so bad.
Yeah.
Just get gum like me.
But they wanted to show it off like, look.
Would they blow like whole?
Ew.
Like long fucking balloon?
Yeah.
That tastes so gross.
Yeah. And I was just like,
condoms are the worst tasting thing ever.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, really? You guys are doing this?
Dude, I thought you were going to bring up the other one that we talked about recently where like people would, they would stuff their shoes with socks to make them really fat on the top.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying they, but I literally was one of them too.
Me too.
So there was this trend. I am they.
I'm bitches.
Neither.
Neither.
No. So I had like Chucks, right? And so
those are hard to do on Chucks.
Yeah.
That's the one that I would use to do.
Oh.
And so like you would just get tube socks, you fold it up, and then you stuff them under the lace, and it'll just be this really fat clump. And for some reason, that was really popular also to get rubber bands and put them to fake skinny jeans.
What? Because
back then there weren't skinny jeans. It was just like all
I didn't see any of this.
Like I would put a rubber band and then like just kind of tuck it, but it'll be like tighter, and the jeans look so dumb. They were like bell bottoms, so then I would like fold them.
Yeah, flares.
And then,
flares were super in.
Yeah, but I hated them.
That just reminded me that I used to wear JNCO jeans.
The big ones?
Yeah, those big, huge, like
the raver ones.
Wide jeans.
Wow.
Yeah, my mom hated them so much.
I could never. That was like, I wanted the opposite. I wanted like my jeans to be as like form fitting as possible. So there was even these kids in high school, like the emo kids. They would make their own clothes or like form their own clothes. Mm-hmm. So then I would give my jeans to a friend of mine who had a sewing machine and like
That later on.
It was a guy. Yeah. He would actually make my
when I was older, when I got into my punk phase, I would take apart the seam all the way down and then like re-sew them into like skinny jeans, and I would make my own shirts and stuff.
Damn,
like that.
That's cute.
Right. Talented.
I was not that handy.
Yeah.
This was when I was older though, like when I was out of high school.
Mm. I had like big gothy pants with like chains and shit.
Same. Mm-hmm. The suspenders
that hung. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was more like industrial style, right?
Yeah. I liked like industrial goth back then. But then I also had like, I remember in high school I had leather ankle high boots that were like square toed. Like they looked like something Jennifer Aniston would wear.
Dude, we would have been friends.
We would have been friends. And they were heels, you know?
Yeah.
And I felt so cool just walking down the hallway, clop, 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 clop. And then
like a horse.
And then, like I remember one of your Hot Cheetos girls walked by me. She was like, why the fuck would she wear that to school? And I'm just like, it's raining. I'm dry. My socks are dry. How are you doing? And then she just like walked away from it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dude, I was surrounded by Hot Cheeto girls growing up.
You were a Hot Cheeto girl, weren't you?
No, I never picked on people.
Oh, okay.
No, like I always felt like that was like so like evil.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you guys have the trend in school where you wore like boxers and slippers to school?
Yeah, we had a PJ trend in my school.
Yeah.
Like, people would literally show up in PJs and slippers and mm-hmm. be like, call it the hush puppy one.
Slippers and boxers. Like men's boxers were like all the girls would wear boxers and slippers to school.
And you rolled up here.
Yeah, you rolled it.
Yeah, rolling up. Mm-hmm. The PE shorts too always had to get rolled up.
In eighth grade, like all the cool girls were like wearing thongs.
Yeah.
And they would be like, look at my thong. I'm like, where the fuck did you guys get thongs in eighth grade? So I just had regular underwear, but I tucked it in my butt.
Oh, jeez.
So I would
walk
around.
Say you cut it.
No.
You so gave yourself a wedgie.
So I gave myself a wedgie. I didn't show anyone, but I just like walked around like,
you just wanted to feel cool.
Yeah.
You just wanted your butt cheeks to hang loose.
Yeah.
Dude, before I wanted tight-fitting jeans, like right before that, I used to wear my jeans. Like for some reason, if they were like really up on my butt, I just felt really uncomfortable, so I would always like sag them. And then one time I remember I was at church with my friend, because my best friend, like every day after school we would always go to her church, and so I'd be there, and then for some reason she ended up telling me, like someone from the church ended up telling me like, hey, did you poop your pants? And I was like, what? Why? And then I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, they were just so, it was like a sag of jeans right on the bottom of my pants, like my butt.
That's so embarrassing.
So I was like, what? No, I didn't poop my pants. And then they were like, I don't know, like something's wrong with your jeans.
It looks like your butt has poop in it.
Yeah, so I went to the bathroom and I was like, there's nothing wrong. And then I looked in the mirror, I was like, oh, so that's what the back of my ass looks like. So then ever since that day, I never once ever had like loose fitting jeans ever again.
Oh my god. I just had a random thought. this isn't embarrassing or anything, but I just, dude, fuck the people at my front office. So I used to be an office TA in junior, senior year, whatever. Mm. And this is when I was wearing contact lenses. And I was like, I was too afraid to ask my family to get me like new contact lenses or anything that had to do with like any health stuff. So I wore like the same contact lenses for forever to the point where my eyes got infected. Oh, so in the morning, I would put in my contacts and my eyes would burn and it's just like all watery and red. And then my first period was TA in the office. I would come in like my eyes are all watery, like I mean all bloodshot red. And they were like, why are you late, Gina? And I'm just like, oh, sorry. Like I didn't wake up in time. They're like, mm-hmm, sure. Are you sure you weren't smoking weed? Your eyes are awfully red. And then I was just like, I can't afford
contact lenses. I have infected contact lenses. Yeah, sorry.
My eyes are on fire right now, lady.
That's sad.
Yeah, like, every morning I would have to like soak my eyes in warm water because like the crust would seal it shut because I had an infection.
Girl. Oh my God. Yeah. How did you heal that?
I finally, like, it got to the point where like it stung in a certain spot. Every time I blinked, I was like, okay, this is not good. So I had my aunt finally take me to the doctor. And then the doctor was like, you have a bacterial infection like so bad that there's a spot in your eye, which is a bacteria growing.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what else keeps your dick growing?
I am disgusted, but I'm going to talk about dicks right
now. Yeah, it keeps your dick growing, not my eyeball.
Yeah, do not grow the bacteria in your eye.
Instead, grow your dick.
I don't know. I would say it keeps it hard. Yeah. We love hard dicks. Let's just restart the ad. We love hard dicks.
We do. We do like hard dicks.
Who do you doesn't? Love hard Seems dicks?
Roman is a men's health company. They're here to help you boys with penis problems, whether it's lasting longer or just, you know, erectile dysfunction. You don't really have to worry about that anymore. You can actually go online, complete a visit with the doctor from the comfort of your own home, take care of the dick problem so you don't have to make excuses to your girlfriend or to your wife anymore. We can get it taken care of, guys. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort of your own home. The doctor will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, they will ship it to you with free 2-day shipping. That's pretty good. The whole process is pretty straightforward, simple, and discreet. They're just trying to get in and get out and help you out, guys. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it, guys. Go to getroman.com/bigmood. If you're approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That's getroman.com/bigmood.
One more time, guys. That's getroman.com/bigmood.
Swipe it on your dick.
Okay, what if I told you you get high-quality, organic, and non-GMO groceries delivered to your door for a lot less than you're paying now, and you can help families in need?
Ooh, I like that.
Well, that's what I'm doing. Now that I discovered Thrive.
How are you doing? Oh, perfect.
Thrive. Well, so I discovered Thrive years ago because I was doing plant-based cooking on Tasty Tuesday on my channel. And it was hard to find ingredients that were like, because there was cool-ass recipes, but you couldn't find like tapioca starch at Ralph's. So I found Thrive because they have just all these different healthy ingredients that for every type of diet that I couldn't find in the stores. And so that's how I found them. I was getting vegan marshmallows, all kinds of cool shit. But Thrive tailors to over 70 different diets and values like paleo, keto, plant-based. They deliver the highest quality organic non-GMO food. They also offer clean beauty and bath products, pet staples, and non-toxic cleaning products, plus ethical meat, sustainable seafood, clean wine, and more. I talked about clean wine before, how like a lot of wine's made with fish bladders.
What?
Anyway, look
that.
It up. Look it up.
Gross.
Oh, make
drink
sure
wine anyway. That's
wine
nasty.
Made with fish bladders. As a member, I'm saving 25 to 50% off traditional retail prices, and their carbon neutral shipping is free on orders over $49. In addition to membership matching, Thrive Market is matching donations to their COVID-19 relief fund dollar for dollar.
Nice.
Which is huge. So try Thrive Market and become a member risk-free. You go to thrivemarket.com/bigmood, join today, and you'll get up to $20 in shopping credit towards your first order. That's thrivemarket.com/bigmood to start your risk-free membership and get up to $20 towards your first order. thrivemarket.com/bigmood.
Woohoo! $20.
I feel like it was hardest to be cool because the rules kept changing on what like makes cool. So I'd study it and I'd be like, okay, this is certainly going to make me cool. And then it would change. I'd be like, oh no.
You're always like a step behind the cool kids.
So when I was in elementary, it was like very uncool to be nerdy. So I was like, you know,
kind of a teacher's pet, and I was super nerdy. And I would stay in at recess and color and stuff like that. But then in junior high, I was put in gate classes where like every single class was gate classes.
I never knew what that was. I remember kids in it, but I didn't know what
gifted
gate
and talented education, oh, bitch.
So they were special.
Yes, yes. That's another way to say it. Yeah. So in elementary, there was only 5 of us, and we'd get taken out of class once a week to go do gate courses or whatever. But in junior high, there were whole curriculums where like every single class was a gate class, and everyone in that class was a gate student. So if the rules changed, it was no longer uncool to be nerdy. Instead, it was super cool to be top of the class and like to be really good at school. And so then I was like, fuck, now I gotta be good again. So I was in band and I was like trying my ass off with flute, because before I was kind of getting away with like Gina's method of just like faking it.
Dude, I remember the flute was so cool in my head. I was like, that's the coolest instrument ever.
Right?
Yeah, I always wanted to play the flute, but I never did.
And then the American Pie came out during those years, too.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Oh,
one God. Time at band camp.
Put a flute up my...
Yeah. Wow.
Oof.
Never tried that. Mm-hmm. But dude. Yeah, so then I was like, okay, like that's the new game. And so you know, I got into like all my crafting that I still do now. Like it was very like we would craft these beaded necklaces of Beanie Baby characters that we really liked it. That was slang for like.
She made it up. She'd learned from her auntie.
And then in high school, I got thrown into the same shit as elementary school, where it's like no longer cool to be nerdy anymore.
I never had a phase of being good at school is cool. Never.
Really?
Me growing up, never. Like, no. It was always the lamest thing ever, to the point where, like, I talked about this before, where PE was lame and, like, exercising was lame. And if you ever moved your body in any sort of healthy way, it was lame. Mm-hmm. So
the athletes at your school weren't cool?
Like the football team was.
Yeah, like for me, if you were in a sport, those people were cool. But if you were in general PE, you were not cool.
You're not supposed to participate. Ew, gross. Yeah.
Actually, only the football players that I can think of that I ever thought, like, oh, they're cool was... they were just football, but not like basketball or any other sport. I don't know. For me, I remember this other thing too that we used to do a lot, and I was kind of like a bad influence with my friends. So there was this thing, my cousin taught me this, where they used to call it the choking game.
Yes.
Where you pass out.
Yeah, you make yourself pass out. And so I was the one who brought it into my school, and like we would be there during PE, like on the bleachers, and we're all like bending over, like breathing, because you have to breathe a certain amount of time to get yourself lightheaded, and then we'll go up and like freaking choke yourself, and then we pass out and be like, oh, that was funny. What happened to your trip? Like we'd have like trips where, like we like hallucinate some shit, but we're literally like close to dying and shit. Like,
just like brain damage
ever.
After brain damage. Jesus after Christ, brain damage.
Am I painting a full picture now? Do you understand why I am the way I am?
We get it now.
Yeah. So I don't know. All that stuff was crazy. There was also this girl when I was in fourth grade, my best friend. She would tell me that her biggest dream and aspiration and like the coolest thing in the world was to be a mom. And she was like, when I turned 16, I'm gonna have a baby, and I'm gonna not just gonna have one baby, I'm gonna have 5 kids. And like she was just like, that was like in her head, that was the what it was to be thing. Cool, because there were other people, like in our high school there would be girls that would get pregnant really young, and then they would go to like a special school, and like they'd have like their babies at that school and all that. And like my best friend at the time wanted to go to that school, and she was just like, that's the coolest shit ever.
The closest I could think to that is, did you ever go through the Tamagotchi phase?
Yes.
Where you have like 50 Tamagotchis and you're like taking care 50? Of all your
lucky. I got one.
Well, I got one, and then I got a bunch of knockoffs because I like the cool girls had like 5, and they'd have them on a keychain, and it'd be like they had keys and they're like taking care of their
Dude, for one of my birthdays, I think I was like 9 or something, but I got 3 Tamagotchis in the gifts, but then one of my cousins took one of them, so I only had 2.
So you had 2.
And then I gave one to my other cousin, so I just had 1.
That's probably you're better off, which is 1. Yeah.
But that was, I think that's why I love Animal Crossing, because I'm like, oh, it's like the Tamagotchi days, but way different, way more advanced.
Way better graphics.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember like back then when like thick frame black glasses became a cool thing? Like the nerdy glasses. This was like during the Filipino, like Swagapino
I never even got to meet a Filipino in my town.
The swag, the Filipinos with the thick glasses and the fitted caps. And yeah, your brother probably fucking, you have some in your family.
She's talking to Gabby.
But before that, I had like wiry, like really nerdy glasses freshman year. So, and my eyesight was like pretty bad, but I refused to wear them.
You had a bacterial infection in your eyeballs for so long.
Yeah, that's, you know, because I started wearing contacts. But before that, I would always take my glasses off and just put it in my front pocket, which was super bad for it. It got bent out of shape or whatever. And I would never wear it unless I really needed it in class. So I would just like walk around like, hey, like if someone's like waving at me, I'm like, and then I remember like this one thing I used to do to my girlfriends is like, if they're walking and I see them, I like put my hand in their back pocket and I yanked them back. And then I did that to this girl once. She's like, oh my God. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were someone else because I refused to wear my glasses to be able to fucking see.
Wow.
Yeah. And then you're the
so
whole
funny. Cool.
It's so just, not cool to see.
So not cool to see. That's so fucking lame.
I relate to that. I didn't wear my glasses either. Mm-hmm. And I would be the same with my contacts. So disgusting. Like worst hygiene. I would put them in my mouth to clean it, put it back.
I would do that.
The worst.
Tiff, if I was your mother, I would be like just scared all the time, Tiff.
Well, that's because you'd be around.
I'm
not going to make that joke. You'd be more involved is what I was going to say.
Like if I was a mother right now and I heard that, I'd be horrified. Just Jesus. The fact that you're alive is incredible to me.
Right.
Or not missing an eyeball is incredible to me.
It's crazy.
I used to go around to random people in my classroom before they got to their desk. You know how like people are shuffling in between bells or whatever. Mm-hmm. Before they got to the desk, I would pick someone random and I would write like my name all like cutesy, like with hearts around it, like Nikki, and like have hearts all around it. And I put it on their desk and then they'd come in and then I'd walk by and be like, oh my God, that's embarrassing. Like, do you like me?
That's so funny.
You crush on me?
It's clearly your handwriting.
It'd be someone random too. Like it wouldn't even I didn't pick just like people I had crushes on or whatever. It'd be like random, and they'd get so embarrassed, and I'd be like, okay.
Oh my God, Nikki.
Did they have assigned seating?
Yeah.
Oh, because then that would be more easier to target. Mm-hmm. That's pretty funny.
So I wouldn't get a girl. It was always a guy.
Cute. I remember when I first started like wanting to play with makeup so bad. My family was so traditional, like no makeup, like no, you're not allowed makeup ever. So I would sneak it. Like my girlfriends would buy me, it was like the Maybelline eyeliner, the pencil liner. And then I had like a collection of like lip glosses. And to me, what was cool was just like the shinier your lips, the better.
So I would that was a trend.
I would glob that shit on.
That matte glass, whatever, like that clear.
Dazzle glass.
Lip glass, yeah.
But like
lip glass?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's called lip glass.
It just sounds funny.
Yeah.
You want some lip glass?
Yes.
And I had like, I remember I had like a coconut flavored one and I would just glob that shit on. And then
your entire stomach is lined with the shit. Exactly.
Just lick it. Yeah. And then I remember like my friends telling me like, yeah, these guys were talking about you. And they were like, which Gina? The one with the lip gloss? Like the shiny lips? And I was like, yeah. They noticed, but I wasn't allowed to wear makeup, so I would go to school, throw on some. I was like a pro at black eyeliner, right? And then after school, I'd have to wipe it off before I go home, or else I'll get in trouble. But like, you didn't have makeup wipes or makeup remover. I would take water and like that rough ass paper dispenser, napkin, and just like scrub. And I was just like, and it would like kind of sting a little bit because it was just so rough. And now that I think about it,
you had bacteria in your eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Like it was like rubbing cardboard paper on your
eye. I relate because I did something similar, but so I'd used water, but sometimes if I had like my friend would have like some lotion, I would use like that Bath and Body Works lotion, but it's like hella scented and fragrance, and like put it on my eyes and it would burn.
Yeah, so now that I think about it, I'm like, oh my God, my eyelids hate me. Like I'm so glad I'm not doing that now because I probably would get so many wrinkles. Yeah, it was bad.
Dude, for me, I wasn't able to, like, especially after that razor incident, my mom was like, there's no way you're removing any hair at all, like nothing. And so I would actually pluck my eyebrows with my nails. And so like I would my nails and I would like, I would go in to the point where I kind of got obsessed and I started like plucking my leg. And then like even like I didn't have armpit hair, but the little baby hairs that I did have, like I'd be plucking it away and I'll just be like plucking hair everywhere with my nails.
Damn, I couldn't obsessed. Do that if I
tried. Sometimes even now I'm like, oh, I don't have my tweezers. Can I just get one out? Like, it's not possible for me to pull it out.
It was fucking hard. How do you do that? And I pinch my skin a lot.
Yeah. I remember I first started shaving because I didn't really care much for shaving, but I went to this girl's pool party in like eighth grade. This is when I was growing hair already because I went through puberty at like 10.
Same. Oh, so no, I meant the same on the hair. I had really hairy legs.
Oh no, to this day I don't have hairy legs. Like I've never shaved before. But how I started shaving was because we were at this pool party and there was like a cute boy there, and then like we were like swimming and he was like always underwater and blah blah blah, and I'm just like swimming and he came up from the water. He's like, hey, so how come your armpits have hair? And I was just like, and then I went home to my aunt. I was like, this boy asked me why I have hair in my armpits. And she goes, okay, maybe it's time for you to start shaving. And that's like the first time I ever started shaving because the cute boy called me out of my armpit hair.
That's so embarrassing when really a cute boy does it.
Yeah, it was really embarrassing.
Dude, that's really embarrassing. For me, the boy thing, traumatizing thing, was my ears, which I've talked about. Like, there was this one time. I didn't even find the kid attractive at all. Like, I was not.
Yeah.
I didn't like him. But he just ran past me, and I used to wear my ponytails really low and like really tight to my head. And he just ran by and he was like, haha, you have big ears, and left. And I remember being 11 in middle school and being like, I will never show my ears ever again. And like, I hid them until like recently. Like, it wasn't until JK kept making fun of me, like the guys, and they were like, Tiff, you don't even have big ears, like you're freaking crazy. And then finally now I don't care. But that one was one. And then another one was in the fourth grade, there was this kid that I forgot what the sayings were, but like, remember like the sayings when you wanted to tell someone that their fly was down?
Yeah.
Like, I forgot, but one of those, like he told me one of those and I was like, what? And he's like, your fly, it's down. And ever since then, till this day, I always stick my finger at the top of my zipper just to make sure that it's closed. Like, I'm forever like traumatized with that embarrassment.
It was like something like ABZ or something like that.
Something
or
like
something's
that.
Up. There was one that was like, something's up because your fly's down. There was something like that.
Yeah.
I think I remember the ABs.
Yeah, something like that.
Can somebody in the comment, I'm sure one of you guys remember it.
That like unlocked a memory because I forgot about that.
Yeah. There's one time I accidentally uncooled myself. This one's kind of a weird story, but so back then, you know, like your family always cuts your hair and it's always fucking shitty. And I had like bangs up to here because they'll be like, oh no, it's uneven. Oh no, I gotta even.
Yeah,
like, you know. And then for some crazy reason, my aunt decided, let's give her a rat tail.
Oh,
so like,
no.
Bangs up to here, hair up to here, and then a rat tail in the back.
What?
And I hated it so much. I remember, like, you know how like when you're sitting in assembly, you're sitting on the floor and like there's people behind you. So
yeah.
I would sit like this the whole time to hide my tail.
Aww.
And it got really sore, but I was like, I don't want anyone to see my tail because whoever's sitting behind me. Right. And then so like I bitched and I cried about it for like a week until my aunt was like, fine, shit, I'll cut it. So she finally cuts it. And then I go to school and the next day, this girl named Ellen comes up to me. She goes, hey, so like, my cousin thinks you're really cute because he loves girls with tails.
Oh.
And I was just like,
and you just cut it off.
What? And he was like a class older than me. And I was just like, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
But the weird thing is, so this is like a weird thing. My dad started dating that guy's mom.
What?
So he became my stepbrother.
No.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And then like, a porno started.
This was like in fifth grade. And then so
take
they.
That back. I take that back.
Yeah. So he became my stepbrother. And like they're divorced now, but he's still to this day, like still my brother. But that's like
crazy.
The weirdest thing, entanglement. So I accidentally uncooled myself.
Wait, so does that mean the sister was your stepsister?
That was his cousin.
Oh, cousin.
Yeah,
cousin.
Ellen was his cousin.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah. So that's how I uncooled myself.
Aww.
I know.
You were cool and then you uncooled.
I had a moment of coolness.
You didn't know it was cool.
No. See, I was always behind like you.
It turns out your flaws were cool all along.
Damn it.
I think the times I felt the coolest like was when I gave up trying to be cool. And I think that's how it works. There was a brief period of time, like during the where I would leave love notes or whatever on people's desks. Where,
love notes for yourself, by the way.
Yeah. Where I just didn't give a fuck. I just did things that I thought were funny. Like we would prank people, and I found my little group of outcasts that we were all like into the same kind of music, punk rock music, and we'd wear Dickies and freaking steel toe boots and stuff, and we'd just do stupid shit. I used to like moon the class when the teacher was writing on the board. I'd moon the class, and then I'd pull my pants up really quick, and everyone would be laughing, and she'd turn around and she'd be like, would I write something funny? And, and like, it was fun like that. And we would do things like where we were walking in the hallways and we'd have our, I'd be looking down and I'd pretend to be really shy, but I'd block the person coming this way and be like, oh, sorry. Oh, so sorry. Oh, so sorry.
You're a little nuisance, so dude.
You are such a nuisance.
Yeah. You're a weirdo.
So fucking funny. Laugh. And then we would do this other thing where, you know, when you're switching classes, it's the same people every time switching classes. So me and my friend, we were in the same two classes back to back together. So we'd always walk and we'd pick this one kid. We just randomly picked him. And every time we'd be talking and then every time he walked by, we'd stop what we were doing and just watch him.
What?
You are such and then, a jackass.
You probably gave him a complex.
What an ass.
You jerk. Well, at first he was like, freaked out, and then he would get like, he got more comfortable, he'd be like, what do you guys want?
Aww.
And then we just like, we would just stare at him, and
you
then
thought about it all night long when you went home,
and then he got bold and he'd be like, I love you guys, I love you.
What?
And we'd
what?
Be like, we just walk away. But there was this
what
one
kind of reaction
point,
yeah, there was, God bless him, you know, he's
probably like, I'm gonna weird them out.
Yeah,
I found a picture of him recently because we heightened it where so that was in between classes, but at lunchtime we were going to our locker because we were in photography class together, and so me and my friend were getting our cameras out of the locker and we saw him during lunchtime, so we're like, we hid behind a trash can and then we popped up with the camera and waited for him to look.
My God.
And then we took a picture really quick and ducked back down.
You found that photo.
I found that photo recently.
What did he look like? Was he nerdy?
No, there was nothing actually, like, there's nothing about him that
stood
out.
He was a nobody.
He just happened to be the guy that we chose that day, and we carried it on throughout the entire school year.
I hope till this day he thinks, like, there's these two girls that were, like, in love with me and obsessed with me. I hope that built his confidence.
And he was a freshman, and we were juniors, and so we were just, like, he was probably intimidated at first.
This
is fun.
That's adorable. I love like those inside jokes things, because there was this one kid in elementary school. He was a Filipino.
Okay.
Which I actually didn't even realize until like high school. I was like, oh, you're Filipino. But yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I never got to meet one until like I was in, there's one in third grade.
Meet one.
Because I didn't know what I was. I was like, okay, I know I'm Filipino and my family's Filipino. But then I never met one in Santa Barbara. And so I was like, I don't get what we are. Like, I don't, there's literally no one that is me.
Yeah, actually, it wasn't until we were full grown adults, because Filipino coworkers that were teaching me Tagalog. And then I met up with this kid, like, or he wasn't a kid anymore. But like, we were at a house party. And then I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm Filipino. I was like, really? I'm learning Tagalog. That's crazy. I just never registered.
Yeah.
Like anyone's like ethnicity or race. Anyway, the point is, with me and him, ever since elementary school, I don't know who started it, but every single time we would see each other, we'd be like, you're cool. And then we'd leave.
Cute. That's cute.
Like, till this day, or not till this day, because I haven't seen him, but till like that adult like party, we would just still be like, oh, you're cool.
I love that. I love those random
That's
connections.
That's so cute.
I had one of those, the guy that I used to smoke cigarettes with, one day, like, he was just, I was going to my class, he was at his locker, and he just looked at me, he goes, hey, I want to give you one of my prom photos. And I'm just like, okay. And in the back of it, he wrote something. He's like, hey, like, my name's Michael. And then we just, every day, we just pass notes to each other. Never really spoke to each other at all, and then we started smoking cigarettes together.
Aww,
but
cute.
Never smoke cigarettes, guys. Don't that's really
smoke
bad.
Cigarettes. Yeah, that's the message that we want.
Or
you to
well, kids
today.
Don't smoke cigarettes now. They vape.
Jewels.
They fucking so jewels. Don't vape either.
That's similar.
Yeah. It's poison. It's all poison.
Yeah. So we're gonna sign off now, and to all of our Filipino
don't smoke
friends
dope
out there,
unless it's dope.
Don't unless it's dope.
Dope.
Shout out to all the Filipino people in our lives.
Yes, yeah. I've met so many more in my adult life.
Make sure you guys like and subscribe to us, and tell us some weird things that you guys have done in the comments. Like, tell us some embarrassing things that you've done.
I used to chew my toenails.
What? You what?
Okay, why'd you wait till the end?
Yeah. What did she say?
She said she used to chew her toenails.
Hey, bro, same. It's cool.
What?
I used to
so
my nails.
Excuse
yeah,
me?
Yeah, I used to do that.
Yeah.
And then I got an infection on my big toe, and I stopped.
Oh, me too!
My God.
My toe fell off! Oh, my toenail, not my toe. All right, we're going to leave it at
I
that.
I never.
Make sure you guys...
I was nasty, dude.
Give us a great rating on iTunes. I know we're gross, but we love you anyways, and I hope you guys love us for being gross. I'll see you guys, or we'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Peace out.
Bye.